Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome back to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians and your host, the Seller Monoa. I want to say, first of all, thank you so much for so many requests for free coaching that I offered. Oh my God, it was like full within minutes. And I was telling my husband how this is, I think, the record time that I've received so many requests within, I think, 10 minutes time period after me announcing. So that's why I am, of course, very grateful for your trust, as well as apologizing for not having all the slots. So that's why, if you would like to still get coached by me, you can absolutely come coach with me in my group. The enrollment is open from 14th until 30th of April. Okay, so the topic that I want to talk to you today is very close to my heart, which I feel like is happening a lot more nowadays, which is may allowing others or other things to make us step out of our own identities. And I will give you a lot of examples so that you understand what is it that I'm talking about. But I just want us to really look at how many circumstances or people around us or certain things that are making us be different people or be have different identities than we usually have or the one that we want to have, and how we might be allowing others get out of our own identities and go to an identity that we actually do not want to assume. And let me give you several examples that you can relate to that's not even related to transitioning. And then, of course, I will go to transitioning related examples as well. So, one of the very common examples that I hear that I do it in my life, I tried to stop as much as possible, which is not to be in a people-pleasing identity or in a dishonest identity, right? So the way that it works out oftentimes that I coach people on is that we are afraid to offend someone, whether it's our colleague, our relative or loved one, whoever it is, we're afraid to offend them, right? And therefore, we continue agreeing to their like desires, wants, instead of being able to tell them honestly what is it that we actually want. So oftentimes, typically what happens, I heard a client tell me recently that so she's an international staff and she's going back home for her birthday celebration and holidays, religious holidays, and therefore she wants to go home. And she announced that she's going home, and her friends and family are, of course, wanting to see her. And one particular friend was saying to her that I would like to prepare all of these great things for you for your birthday so that we can celebrate it together. And my client was telling me that she doesn't really know how to say no because she has already a lot of people that she wants to see, and it will be just not possible to do that. But at the same time, if she says no, the friend will be upset, and she will be saying things like, "Well, how can you not see me when you see all the other people?" Right? Now, this is a very typical, excuse me. This is a very typical situation where we're afraid to offend someone, and therefore we are caving in to doing the things, even though that's not what we want to do, that's not how we want to spend our, excuse me, time. So in that moment, what we're doing is we are giving in to a situation that we don't want to, and therefore getting out of our identity of being an honest and doing things the way we want to identities, we're going into people-pleasing identities, right? So that's what I mean when I say that we allow our other people to like allow them make us step out of our own identity of who we want to be to an identity that we don't really want to be doing. And another example that is, I think, at a global scale, what's happening, and this is just that interpersonal example, right? But at a global scale, what's happening, we can see it with some politicians in the world. There are politicians who are very aggressive and I will get whatever I want at any cost. And there are other politicians from other countries that are trying to please them and not really rock the boat, but at the same time feeling like they are being in disintegrity, right? They're not being in integrity with themselves, with the promises they have for their people. And therefore, they find themselves in this in between of not knowing how to navigate because they want to continue being in the identity of representing the best interests of the country, but at the same time, not knowing how to say no to demands of other politicians from other strong countries. So this is another way that can happen at global scale, at country level scale, right? So when we are looking at these examples, and now let's go to an example that's, I think, very quite often happening is the example of when we not only allow other people step us out of our identity, but we also allow certain resources do that to us. So one of the resources that we often allow this to happen is with money, right? So the typical example that's related to transitioning is many people, many humanitarians would tell me that they would really like to not work, or they would really like to not work in that sector or in that ways that they have been doing it. They would like to do something else or in a way that suits their family life more. But at the same time, because of money, they are caving in, or they are telling themselves that I can't really do anything about it. I need to just keep going and doing this work, even though that's not how I want to do that. What we are doing in that moment is we are stepping out of our identity as free humans, right? Autonomous, able humans who can make the money work in the way they want to. We are stepping out of that identity and agreeing or feeling like we have no choice for the identity of being the person who just does whatever the thing that is required in order to get paid, right? And again, there is no judgment here. I'm just wanting us to really look at if that's happening as to, okay, this is what is happening in my own life where I am allowing money to own me, money to make me do things that I don't want to do because I'm afraid otherwise I will not have a job. I'm afraid otherwise I will not have a an opportunity to get a job somewhere else, and therefore we feel stuck, right? So this is how what I mean. We are getting out of the identities that we want to, or the identities that we really value. Maybe it's an identity of being an honest professional, right? Who stands for all the matters that are important to us, even if it is politically charged, or even if all the government officials are against what we're wanting to do. Or identity of being someone who is no longer a people pleaser, right? But instead, authentic in how we show up, how we want to build relationships, but we're not really doing that because people pleasing identity is taking over. Or we are wanting to be in the identity of being free humans to do whatever we want to and make whatever the money we want to, but we're giving in to identities of fearful, not being able to make the money work and therefore feeling like, okay, I can't do anything about it. Right. So these are the identities that I'm talking about where I feel like, me including, it's in no way I'm putting myself in the pedestal here, me including, I feel like we are so at the crossroad of, okay, how can we continue being in the identity we want to? Even if the external circumstances, even if other people, even if resources like money want to force us to step out of identity and go into the identity we don't want to, right? How can we stop ourselves from being in the identity we don't want to, but being in the identity that we really desire? The other classic examples that that people bring to me is the identity of being a UN employee, or identity of being a USAID employee, identity of being another NGO employee, and then feeling like, well, I have no clue about how the business works and I don't want to do anything about it. Or I feel like I want to go to private sector, but I don't feel like that's really who I am, right? When we have these type of situations, we're also looking at, okay, what is the identity that I'm currently holding? And is that the identity I want to continue holding? If I'm not wanting to hold that identity, then how am I going to step out of it and go into the identity that I want to and continue staying that course instead of stepping out of it and going into the identity we don't want to, right? So therefore, when I have talked to you about these experiences or examples of how it can happen at any scale, any level, so for the sake of this exercise, let me take two of the examples so that I don't go into the politics, because I don't want to even go into the politics, but I just wanted to give you an example of how that can look like. But let me take these two examples. The one example was people pleasing with certain people, and then the other example when money, for instance, makes us get out of our identity of being a free, autonomous human, right? So let's look at the first example just so that I can demonstrate to you where the problem is happening and then what we can do about it, right? So when we look at the example that I told you about, where my client was going home to celebrate her birthday and religious holiday, and at the same time not knowing how to say no to certain friends who are telling her that, if you don't come, I will be offended, right? And then she feels guilty, and then she does the things that she doesn't even want to do so that she can please the other people, even though that's not what she wants to do, right? In that situation, if you look at it, what is the where the error is happening, or rather where the problem that is making her step out of the identity that she wants to really practice being in? Her identity that she wants to practice is she does all the things that she wants to do and not because she feels guilty and then she does it, right? So the thing that she's getting her out of the identity that she wants to hold is the fear of offending the other person. Now, fear is obviously one of the strongest emotions that make us do things and not do things in ways that we otherwise consciously maybe not have chosen. But if we start getting very curious and observing it, this is what will happen, right? Her thinking process in that moment is saying that if I say no to my friend, I will offend her. Therefore, in order not to offend her, I'm going to swallow my guilt and continue doing this or continue doing the way that my friend wants me to. What is she in that moment doing is she's giving in to her own fear, assuming that the friend will be offended. But that assumption is oftentimes wrong because we cannot offend other people, right? I keep talking about this a lot, but I want to reiterate here as well is that we cannot offend other people unless we are really choosing and wanting to, unless we are abusive, violent. In that case, yes, but otherwise, we are not able to do that, because if we assume that we can offend other people, what we're also assuming that other people's feelings are within our control. And if we assume that other people's feelings are within our control, then what we're really saying is that we are in charge of them. But we know that that's not true, right? Other humans are autonomous humans. We are autonomous humans. I'm assuming that we assume as well. If we're assuming that, then those things don't match together, right? We can't be autonomous at the same time, be in charge of someone else, equally other way around. Other people can't be in charge of ours. So therefore, if we're not in charge of other people and their feelings, then why are we trying to control the other person's feeling of not getting offended? Because of course we care about them. We want them to feel good. But at the same time, when we are doing that to the other person, what we are doing is we are stepping out of being honest and authentic with ourselves and with other people. Right? Not only that, but we're also assuming that the other person can't handle our rejection or rejection in quote, but our saying no. We're also assuming in that moment that the other person not only can't handle it, but they will want us to come to the dinner at any cost, even if I feel guilty and even if I don't actually want to do that. But why would we assume those things about the other person? Now, let's say that you have the history of that person doing that in the past, saying that I'm offended, and then you felt bad, and then you tried to do something about it, nothing worked. Let's say that's what it is. But then it becomes a manipulation, right? So, in other words, she's wanting to get what she wants at the cost of you feeling guilty or not. Because that will suit her, but it will not suit you, or she's not caring about it. So, therefore, you can see that when we start understanding how us trying to not offend others, what we're usually doing is we are like equally playing that manipulation game. We are, and of course, this is not consciously usually, right? People are not usually consciously thinking about how we can manipulate other people. But what is happening oftentimes is that we are playing that manipulation game by saying, okay, I will go and do the thing that she wants me to do. Even if that's not what I want to do, but I will do that so that she feels good. So now we're trying to control their feelings. We're trying to control the discomfort that we believe they may feel, and therefore we are coming along with it. And in this case, we are suffering. There probably as well, because no one wants to have a guest who is there against their will, so to say, right? And therefore, no one really enjoys it fully. And it's all because we wanted to avoid a discomfort. And then again, ironically, we end up creating a discomfort. You can see how that's going. And it's a fascinating topic that I feel. Every time when we step out of our own identity, these are the problems that we run into. And then we just feel like there are so many problems that we don't really know how to deal with them. And if I take the second example of the money, it's a very similar thing, is that if we give up our work, let me put it this way. If we really want to work on something that we really genuinely care, but we believe that we can't really work on them because no one's going to pay us that amount that we're currently making, which is oftentimes the scenario, what we are doing is we are saying yes to money limiting us, right? Because we're saying yes to money and we're saying no to the thing that we want to. So we are agreeing to money telling us this is how you're going to do, and we're agreeing to that, even if maybe it is against the identity that we want to, right? The identity that we want to, probably many of us, is feeling free and autonomous, doing whatever we want in life while living the life we want to. That's probably most of us is what we want. And if that's what we're wanting, in that moment, we're stepping out of our identity of being a free human, doing whatever we want to and making the money we want to. We're stepping out of that identity, going into the identity of I can't really do things my way. I can only do things where the money is, and money dictates what I can and cannot do. And that's exactly the thing that we probably don't want to do, yet we are doing it on a daily basis. Now, what will be the solution in both of these scenarios? And there might be many others, but both of these scenarios, what will be the solution to not getting out or stepping out of our own identity, right? So in the first scenario where we're people pleasing, if we don't want to people please, then what is the solution? Is feeling uncomfortable and feeling the fear and telling the other person what we really want and what we really don't want. And why? That is the solution, right? In other words, being honest and authentic about ourselves, about our wants and desires, and also genuinely and lovingly telling the other person no when it's necessary. And in order to do that, we need to be able to feel that fear. We need to be able to feel that uncomfortable feeling and still stay true to who we are and what we want and how we want to do things in that moment, even if it is very uncomfortable. Solution to the next example about money, where money is making us step out of identities that we actually hold dear, like integrity, like freedom, like being the autonomous person who works on that cause that we really want to. Those identities we can hold on to and embody all of the time. In order to do that, we need to believe that we are capable of making the money we want, no matter what is the cause that we're working on, because what we're interested is in the cause and how we want to do things. Now, not only that, we need to learn how to feel our fears, obviously, but also believe that we are the people who are in charge of making whatever the money work. In order to support the lifestyle of working on the cause that we want to and being with our loved ones the way we want to, that is what is needed, right? If we don't have that, then we will always continue feeling like we're at the mercy of money, feeling like that money controls us or owns us, feeling like that money determines where we work and where we don't work, to a point that we feel like we're just doing things for the sake of earning money. And at some point, we start feeling depressed and all the other consequences of it, because we feel like we're just doing things and feeling slave of the money, even though we want to do all the other exciting things or all the other things that we deeply care about while being with our loved ones. So that's why, my dears, I would really love to support you in your journey of creating the identity or reinforcing the identity that you want that allows you to not step out of it, so that you can become people pleaser, so that you can just be slave of the money or other resources, but rather you are always in charge of how you want to do things, what you want to work on, and how to support the lifestyle that you want to. Therefore, come coach me in my group coaching. I would love to help you get there, feeling so much freedom to be always staying in the lane of your own identity and not going to any other. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful week. See you soon. Bye.